Right off the top, we're going to hit on this show a topic that is more dear to the state of Utah and Salt Lake in particular than almost any other topic you could bring up.
Are we allowed to play this music?
Of course
we are. Is it because we were a host city?
Come on.
Is it I feel like we're playing this music.
The medal ceremonies took place within 100 yards of this studio.
I park on top of where the medal ceremonies usually happen. So, no, I wanted to, it feels like the guy who does the let's get ready to, I can't even say it because I think that you
the
end
let's
up
let's get ready to rumble guy.
Oh, boy. I think we're going to have to pay out there, too.
You know who I'm talking about. We all know what you're talking about,
right? This is very exciting stuff, Ethan. The Olympics is a topic that we know about here in Utah.
That's right.
And
it's once again back in the news. In fact, if you go to KSL.com, you can see the headline right now. It says, with Boston bid out, another Salt Lake Olympics gains traction. Wouldn't that be amazing to bring the Olympic Games back here to Salt Lake City? So we have reached out to someone who can give us a great perspective on this.
Mm-hmm.
We remember him as the COO of the Salt Lake Olympics. He's Fraser Bullock. And Mr. Bullock, we want to thank you for joining us tonight.
Great to be on, and please call me Fraser.
Oh,
well,
look at that.
Appreciate that.
First name basis. Well, you know what? That's how we roll here. That's why people like Salt Lake City, because we have this friendly thing
going on. We're casual like that. So what do you think? I imagine that you've got to be pretty excited about the prospect of bringing the Olympics back to Salt Lake.
It was just a magical time, and I would love to relive it again, and I think the odds are very good for us.
Now, why people say with Boston bowing out, and they looked at it and said, like a lot of people, and even in countries that seem to be very civilized, you watch some of these bigger countries drop out and say, we can't handle this right now.
Sweden dropped out.
Sweden drops out. And then it opens the door for
Boston dropped out.
Boston drops out. Opens doors for places like China or countries like Russia that seem to really pull these games together in a fashion that make people feel uncomfortable.
Well, in particular, what's going on today is the Olympics have become so big and so expensive, and the fact that the International Olympic Committee requires a financial guarantee from the city, state, or country that is sponsoring the games, that a lot of countries are saying, including Boston, that city of Boston, saying, I don't want to underwrite billions of dollars.
So do you feel like the Olympics today, if Salt Lake City were to host the Olympics today, that it would be significantly more expensive than it was in 2002? It's changed that much just since then?
Winter games are very different from summer. They still can be very expensive. Sochi, and I was in Sochi for the Olympics,
mm-hmm.
cost $50 billion, but they did a lot of infrastructure. In our case, because we have the infrastructure here, and it's in such great shape, and even in another 10 years, we not only could host the games in a very reasonable fashion economically, I believe we could generate a significant profit for the Olympic movement. Last time we hosted the games, we uniquely made $100 million, and that endowed our Olympic facilities here. We could do that again and even better.
Well, explain that. Sometimes I think about it being like, because nobody makes money on Olympics, it seems like.
Except us.
Except for us. We like to carry that little feather in our cap around and say, hey, we did it right. And Mitt Romney, Fraser Bullock, all the entire group of folks on the Salt Lake Organizing Committee, we put this thing together and we made money on this. But was it just capturing that lightning in a bottle, or why was it that Utah was so unique to the making money part of this?
Well, several components to that. Number one is we have a unique geography in the world because the mountains are so close to our major city. And we have hotel rooms and infrastructure in terms of transportation and roadways. They were already in place. They needed to be enhanced to some degree, but we have the best geography in the world to host the Olympics. In addition to that, we were just very cost-efficient on everything we did. For example, the speed skating oval, huge facility. Nagano spent $300 million building this wonderful facility. We built ours for $28 million. It's still great. It's functional today, has the fastest ice on Earth, but we watched every penny and did things prudently.
Now, we're chatting with Fraser Bullock, who was COO of the Salt Lake Olympics. We're turning to him this evening for a little bit of perspective and context on this, on this talk that's starting to come around that Salt Lake could be once again in the running for the Olympics. But what's different this time is that Salt Lake could find themselves in the running for, if you know, if everything kind of lines up, we could be making a run for the Summer Olympics this time. Do you think we're a viable location for a Summer Olympics?
No, and let me correct that. It would just be Winter Olympics. Mm. So let me explain what's going on. So with Boston, they were applying for 2024
right.
Summer Games. They pulled out because they did not want to underwrite the potential financial exposure of hosting the Games.
Sure.
Now the question becomes, will the U.S. Olympic Committee select another city, which would most likely be Los Angeles, to then take the place of Boston in applying for 2024.
For the Summer Games, yes.
For the Summer Games, and that decision needs to be made within the next, really, 60 days. They need, because there's a deadline coming up.
And if they end up bagging it all together, that's when they go, you know what, let's look at the at a U.S. city for 2026 for the winter then.
Yes, there are two ways that we get into this formula. Number one, if they decide not to go forward with another city, they will turn immediately to looking at 2026, doing that preparation, and we're the obvious choice there. So we'll know that within 2 months.
Really?
Do you think Los Angeles is viable then? Now, if you weren't a fan of Los Angeles and the Lakers before, Utah has suddenly become the biggest anti-LA fans now that we hear this. Do you think that that's a viable option? I mean, obviously there's infrastructure there too.
Yes. So they are a viable option to become a bid city for 2024, but I think their chances of winning are extremely low because you've got Paris that's already bid or bidding, and it's a 100-year anniversary of hosting the games before. They also bid in 2012, lost out narrowly to London, and so they're kind of the favorite going in. And then you've also got Rome that's bidding. You've got Hamburg. You've got many cities that are already in there.
Mm.
And Los Angeles' chances, I think, would be slim. We would know that in 2017. That's when they select the 2024 city. So if they select Paris, which I think is highly likely, even if Los Angeles is in, then immediately after that, if they lose, if LA loses in 2024, then they would turn to us in Salt Lake and say, okay, let's go for 26. So I think either way, if LA bids or not, I think we have a great chance of having the Olympics here in 26.
Would we ever have to encounter that awkward moment when we have to inform the people of Western Nebraska, which we affectionately refer to the people of Denver and Colorado?
Yes.
Would we have to inform them? I mean, do they really stand a chance up against us when it comes to this? Because they love their snow, and they pretend like they have just as much going on for them. Could Denver steal it away from us?
I think the odds of that are very low for two reasons. Number one, is they would have to put in a tremendous amount of infrastructure, and so they would probably have a loss, and would the citizens of Colorado underwrite a loss for the Olympics? Second of all, their mountains are way far away from the city.
Yes. That's what we've always said.
Yes.
It just doesn't work.
Yeah.
And we're the best place in the world. We're so compact. They love compact games. That's what they refer to it. We have it better than anybody.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because I've long felt that when people who've never been to the West, when they think of Denver, which is a pretty well-known city, I think arguably better known than Salt Lake, but when people think of Denver, they're actually imagining Salt Lake. And I think everyone that goes to Denver must be surprised that it doesn't look like Salt Lake City.
When they land in the plains.
Exactly, when they land out in Western Nebraska, as they say. All right. Well, listen, so I guess the picture that I'm getting here then is that whether or not Salt Lake could bid for another Olympic Games is going to be contingent on how successful Los Angeles is. Because if Los Angeles gets the Games, then they're off the table for us for the foreseeable future, even though we'd be gunning for the Winter Games. Can you, here as we wrap it up, and we want to thank you so much for your time. You've been very generous with us this evening. But can you shed a little light onto their thinking when it comes to picking and choosing when they're going to allow a U.S. city to make a bid. Does that make sense to you? Do you understand my question?
Well, are you talking about the U.S. selecting a city, or are you talking about the IOC?
The IOC.
Well, I'm talking about the U.S. I'm talking about a city like Salt Lake being allowed to move forward with an official bid, and how this is contingent on the success of other cities. Why aren't we just allowed to go for it no matter what happens in Los Angeles?
Because the U.S. Olympic Committee is the franchise holder in the United States. Mm. So they choose the city. And let me add one thing. Let's say Los Angeles, for some reason, beats all the odds and wins for 2024. Then we go for 2030 because it's 6 years apart. So my view is it's not if we're going to have the Olympics again. It's when, and it's either 2026 or it's 2030.